FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Intuitive Soul. It's the third Wednesday of the month. Wow, this month's going fast. We're almost into a new sign. because it's the third Wednesday, it means we have Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky. Hey, Nance.
Hi.
And looks like we're going to be talking a little bit about... We're trying to mix it up and try not to talk just about the things that are happening, but more about how we can work with the things that are happening, as in different wording, and how we can work within it to stay empowered and enlightened. So it looks like we're talking about harvesting, completion, and initiating new cycles, blessings, and karma.
Right.
Sounds good.
It does.
It does.
Do you know what I forgot, though?
What?
The equinox is coming up as well.
Yeah, yeah. As I was saying, because I went, it's the third, and I'm looking at the date going, yeah, we're almost into a new sign, and yep, that's the new sign, the equinox, same day. We might want to look that up while I'm telling people that they can call us for...
Yes, that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, good. We will be taking calls. I know that a lot of people are going through some very strange energies. I would like to say I know what it is, but honestly, the energies have just been very, very strange for a few weeks now. So in the beginning, I don't think anybody wanted to talk about it, but I think people are wanting to talk about it because I think they're getting a little fed up. So we are opening up for people to call us, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can send an instant feedback. But because we have Nancy here, who is our in-house astrologer, add in your date of birth and be really, really clear. Don't ask a general question. Just be really clear about what's going on and where you're wanting to go so that we can assist you best with that if you're going to do instant feedback. And I know a few people do because they're at work. But if you can call, it's always best to call because we can ask you questions and give you more information. All right. So the equinox. Well, we have the full moon coming up first, which is kind of the thing that we're going to be talking about the most, I think, because it's the one that has all this very full energy.
Yes. And this particular full moon, I'm just looking for my full moon chart now that I've pulled out the equinox. Where did it go? Here it is. Okay. So this particular full moon takes place at 26 degrees of Pisces. So we're in the sign of Pisces. And whenever we're dealing with Pisces energy, that's kind of where we're pulling up that karmic energy. So Pisces often connects us to our karma, things that are kept hidden, aspects within our subconscious mind. And a lot of that is coming to light now. So as the full moon comes into light, a lot of those hidden things are coming into light. And this is also known as the harvest moon. So it's always one of the brightest full moons. It doesn't mean it's necessarily one of the biggest. It means it's one of the brightest. So it's literally when the farmers go out and harvest their crops and they can go longer into the evening because they're given the light of the moon to do so. So on a vibrational level, we're also harvesting, all of our past efforts, our past growths, anything that we've focused on, trying to create. as well as the potential of manifesting things that we have been trying to suppress. So, because, you know, the universe just looks at the amount of energy that you put into something, not necessarily if it's something you want or don't want, but how much energy you've given to it, conscious or unconscious. So, this is where we're entering into that energy of harvesting and working towards completion. So when we think of the harvest, that is a completing energy. We're cutting the crops that we have grown, right? So we're completing the growing cycle completely and moving into, you know, preparation for the fall, which is, you know, what you do with your crops thereafter in terms of preserving or, you know, however you, whatever you do with your crops.
And I think every place is a little bit different. I don't know that we are ready yet to harvest our crops. I mean, I think, you know, obviously in the summer we harvest certain fruits and different things. I don't know if everybody, it's an interesting thing because I think the timing and where you live in the hemisphere in the north, but, you know, I don't know that everybody harvests yet, but I think that there are certainly places that certainly do.
Yes.
And so I guess it depends on where you are in, you know, and that's why the difference between where our Thanksgiving is compared to the States, mm-hmm. quite a bit of difference because it's like yours is, or the States, yes, is a little bit closer to Christmas where ours is, you know, it's in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, typically in the fall, it's the fall that you start like cleaning up.
Mm-hmm. Well, we think outside, of new beginnings, right? Because of school. Like we think, we've talked about this last time, is like we think about, you know, the possibilities of new beginnings and starting something new. But yes, you need to complete the other to sort of make way for that. But that's kind of, I think, I always think of, you know, when kids go back to school is a time for, you know, newness, time to start new things.
Yes.
Yeah.
And on some level it is.
Which is why the initiating of new cycle.
Yeah. But when we look at the Pisces energy, Pisces is completion of a cycle. The full moon is full realization of the completion of a cycle in Pisces. Mm. So, because it's the full moon that gives us the realization or the ability to see what it is that we're, what has come to full term, so to speak, before the birthing of the new energy. So it's like we're in full term with the full moon. The Pisces vibration says that we are completing a cycle. We're initiating a karmic vibration of completion, which then begets a new cycle. So as you complete one cycle, you begin a new one.
Sure.
Right? And it's always like the full moon in Pisces is always close to the fall equinox, right? And if we look at the fall equinox and into the season of the fall is about the harvest itself, but it's also about, you know, the earth preparing for its, quote, death phase or sleep phase. So the sleep phase itself is winter. So this is the preparation before the sleep.
Right.
Where everything comes into this phase of completion or ending.
Right.
So, and it's, yes, it's the fall that initiates that, but it's also the full moon in Pisces, which is typically around the fall equinox.
Right. Even though the equinox has to do with the sun and the...
Yeah, but the full moon has to do with the moon and the sun.
Right.
So the sun is still involved.
That's true.
It's when the moon and the sun align.
Right.
It's the yin and the yang.
And that's happening, is it this tomorrow morning? Or do you know what time it is?
The full moon is on September the 18th at...
Oh, we have it tonight?
Oh, sorry, today is September the 18th. September the 19th. I was looking at today's date, not
right.
The date of the moon. At 7:12 a.m. So
Eastern.
Yeah, we will, Eastern time. We will see it this evening.
Right.
in its fullest, right? Because I think tomorrow evening it will already be past the full stage of it. So it'll still appear full tonight and tomorrow night.
It did last night too.
Yeah. Yeah. And it typically does for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
But the marking of the full moon is at 7:12 a.m. So that's when it is in its fullest. It's just we don't see it at that point in time.
Right. And there is blessings, obviously, with harvest.
There are blessings. Every time we initiate a new, we harvest, we're blessed on some level. So even if we look at to things that we don't like transpiring, okay, a harvest can be seen as beneficial, or some people may see it as a negative thing, okay?
Well, people see completion a lot of times as negative.
As a negative thing.
But, I mean, yeah. It's not negative. It's just...
And it's typically due to our level of attachment to what we're completing. Okay. It may feel as though it's a forced completing, meaning it's beyond our power. But in truth, it's not. Right? It's just a matter of how much resistance are you putting up towards that completion? Right? Are you really, really resisting, or are you going to just surrender and allow the process to unfold in its most natural way? But we're creatures of habit. We have this tendency to think that we're in control or like to control the outcome of specific events, and we can't always.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yes, we tend to, you know, fear the unknown.
Yes.
Yeah. This one is all about, it's the next one. The eclipse that has to do with possibilities, but getting overwhelmed because there's... So things are going to be shifting.
Oh, they are shifting.
Definitely
and,
shifting.
And this is not necessary. This is not a negative vibration.
Right.
But again, it all depends on the level of attachment that people have or the type of completion that is transpiring. Right? Like, you know, you think in terms of pregnancy, and a pregnant woman in her last couple of days is very happy to complete the cycle that she's in. She may be scared of the new cycle that's coming, but typically the last few days of pregnancy is very uncomfortable. So there's that welcoming of that phase being done, right?
Yes.
So it all depends on the situation that each individual is in at this point in time. Right? It's your perception that may make it seem negative. It does not mean that the event itself is negative at all.
Right. But there's also possibly some energies with regards to that grand square that we don't know that we actually talked about it last time, but there seems to be some energies that are making things a little bit, what's
tense.
The word? Heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Good
like
word.
Really heavy. Yeah.
Heavy is a good word. Yeah. And you know what? We're in that grand square for a while.
Right.
So like there's points of heightened awareness of the heaviness. And then there's points where it seems a little lighter. So there's times where it seems lighter.
And there's a lot going on with Saturn as well, right?
Yeah. Saturn's conjunct Venus right now, or Venus conjunct Saturn. In the sign of Scorpio. And again, Scorpio is all about releasing. So we're releasing the dynamic or the interplay of how we may act in relationships, okay? Especially relationships that require structure and authority. So there's an energy there. There's potentially, you know, restriction within finances with the Venus vibration as well. Because it's not just our relationship to people, it's also our relationship with money. Right. And Scorpio is about other people's money. It's about death, transformation, rebirth. How do you manage other people's money?
Right.
Right. So that's kind of where it's pulling in that financial edge to it for some individuals. It's not about money. It's about your own personal values and beliefs. Money is just a symbol that reflects your personal values and beliefs.
Right. With that, let's go to our first break.
Okay.
Let's, again, phone lines are open, so this would be a great time to call in so you can let us know what's kind of going on in your world, and we can offer some assistance and guidance. Give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. If you need to instant feedback because you're at work. Just be really clear, because it's Nancy who is our in-house astrologer. Add in your date of birth because she likes to look at the vibration of your date of birth. And you are listening to Sky Radio, listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Can I benefit from cheap tires? It all depends upon your driving habits in the vehicle. This is ASC-certified Autotech Pam Oakes telling you that there are good, better, and best when it comes to tires. All manufacturers have a low, medium, and high-grade type of tire for cars and trucks. So, when is getting cheaper to your benefit? Are you driving on mountainous terrain? Do you tow a trailer? You would not be a candidate for inexpensive tires. But are there some exceptions? For example, do you store your vehicle for months at a time? Are you driving your car or truck less than 25 miles a week? You may want to consider saving some dough and going the cheaper route. The real person to make this decision for you is your ASC-certified technician to determine what's right for your vehicle. I'm Pam Oakes, and this has been your Automotive Minute for today. Let me teach you how not to fix your vehicle in the driveway, but how to have your car or truck properly repaired by an ASC-certified technician. CarCareForTheClueless.com, making you a savvy car consumer.
She floats like the storm. Grace on the water, lips like sugar, lips like sugar. Just when you think you've caught her, she glides across the water. She calls to you tonight to share this new life.
Imagine. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. I have Nancy Ruta here today. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. We are here ready to take your calls. So give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in instant feedback. If you come in instant feedback, though, just be clear about what it is that you're wanting, what you're kind of going through, and add in your date of birth, because Nancy likes to look up your vibration from your date of birth. All right, so we got lots kind of happening and about to happen, and I think lots that has been happening.
Yeah.
So I know that a lot of you are kind of going through stuff, and, you know, that's what we're here for, to kind of guide and assist you to through those times that feel a little bit more challenging. So give us a call. Let us know what's going on. All right, so we kind of talked about tomorrow, and shortly thereafter, we have the equinox and movement into Libra.
Yes.
So it's going to be all about relationships.
So, well, the fall is, yeah, the fall typically initiates relationships. It's our relationships out in society. So not just our personal one-to-one relationships, but also how we relate to the world. Because once we pass that Libra vibration, where the fall is really about Libra, Scorpio and Sagittarius. So those are the three sun signs that fall into that season. Mm. And that's where we're bridging our own self-identity to the, you know, how we relate to the world outside of our own personal environment. Mm. On kind of like a life level, right? And so, yeah, it always takes place when the sun moves 0 degrees of Libra, every equinox. Or solstice transpires when one of the sun moves to 0 degrees of a cardinal sign.
Right? Now that is happening the 22nd?
That is September 22nd, 2013, and the synchronistic number or time of day for Eastern is 4:44 p.m.
Really?
Yes.
That's got to have an interesting...
Well, 4 is the master builder number.
Well, usually 444 has something to do with angels as well. So maybe.
Oh yeah, the moment you speak about 3, yes, there is some angelic vibration coming into play. Yes. So we're dealing with, you know, 2 4s. A 4 is the builder. A double 4 is a master builder. So a triple 4, who knows?
Right.
At that particular time, Eastern Daylight Time, we have the moon will be in the sign of Taurus. So again, it's opposing that Saturn, Venus, Scorpio in Scorpio energy that I was talking about. So there's that polarity of trying to find the balance, which is the Libra vibration of balance, between the Taurus Scorpio, which is personal values and beliefs, versus the values and beliefs of society. So here's where, like, our values are really where we're trying to find the balance within our values and beliefs. We're trying to find the balance within our relationships as well, because the moon is opposite Venus. So there's that Venus being the relationship energy, you know, trying to see what dynamic or aspect of our relationships do we need to nurture. Do we need to nurture what the relationship needs, or do we need to nurture ourselves in terms of what we value and believe in? It is the most healthiest aspect for our relationship versus what the relationship's dictating. Because what the relationship dictates and what we think as an individual the relationship needs could be two different things. So it's about finding the balance in there. Hmm. With the Aquarius rising, there's this vibration of the desire to either awaken or break away from anything that may be restricting within relationships. And with the Leo descendant, there's that desire to control. Okay, but it's also a vibration of love. So it's about really operating from within your relationships from a heart-centered love place.
Right. And we got a lot going on.
Yeah, we do.
There's a lot coming.
There's a lot of energy. We're just entering into. So we're still kind of feeling the effects of the grand squares we talked about, or we mentioned it earlier, in August. Okay. We're still in the grand square. The grand square continues until early of 2013. So there's really no getting away from that right away. It continues. So we're in it. There's just moments of peaked awareness and then moments of, you know, where it's not as intense. So we're in that vibration of the grand square. We're entering into eclipse energy as well. And we haven't hit the 2-week mark before the eclipse yet, but I can almost be certain we're already feeling aspects of that eclipse. Mm-hmm. So, because the 2-week mark would be the next new moon, which is October the 4th, and that's in the sign of Libra. That's just a normal new moon. But then the eclipse comes on October 18th. We have a solar eclipse in the sign of Libra. Sorry, in the sign of Aries. Then we have a lunar eclipse in the sign of Aries. The solar eclipse would be in the sign of Scorpio on November the 3rd. Throw in that mix somewhere. I think it's October 21st.
The R word.
The R word. The M word.
Oh, yes. R word. Well, I think the retrograde, yes. The M word.
R word.
MRX, yes. Yeah.
So we got retrograde joining us, yes.
Lots going on. Lots going on.
Lots.
People must be overwhelmed because they're not calling in.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, a lot of people that I talked to last week were looking for answers. Okay, so last week it's like, and when I say answers, I don't mean calling me, asking me for answers. They were waiting on an answer to a specific life event, right? So there's stuff going on in the pipe. People were expecting an answer towards the end of last week. Then all of a sudden, towards the end of last week, they got an answer of, we don't have an answer yet. It's going to be delayed. Today's the day for the answer.
Really?
Yeah. So most people that I did talk to was either they received their answer either late last night or they were expecting it today. So, and this was like in sync with a lot of people that I talked to. There's, you know, one specific life event that everybody's kind of sitting at the edge of their seat waiting to hear about. And then when it, you know, and then the waiting to hear was delayed. And yeah, so the answer's coming through today.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I did a lot of work yesterday, so I think I cleared the way for whatever has been so heavy, but it's interesting. I mean, I think, you know, whatever is going on in the universal sky right now, it is causing a lot of, heaviness. That's all I can say is it's a very heavy energy, and that could, you know, bring up sadness, or I guess it could bring up anger. I guess it depends where you are.
Yes.
And what you're kind of working through or what you're kind of, you know, feeling. Obviously, anger is always a secondary or tertiary emotion. It's not a primary emotion. There's always something underneath it. But, you know, so people are definitely experiencing something. And, like I said, it's always felt so heavy. It was lightening up last night, but then got a little heavy this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly how I had my meditation group last night.
Right.
So when I have my meditation group, the energy has a tendency to lighten up anyways.
Always.
Yeah, well, yeah, because, you know, when you go into a meditative state, it's just, it's relaxing. Which it eases burdens and moves tensions and strains out of your body.
Right.
So, yeah, it was lighter last night and then, of course, heavy again this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess, you know, where we put our focus and where we're putting our attention tends to have an influence.
Yes, it does.
Yes. All right. Well, we're going to go to our next break. This would be a great time for people to call in, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us instant feedback. We'll just continue talking about what's kind of going on and giving you some inspiration and something to sort of guide you to that. But We would love to hear from you. So give us a call or send us an instant feedback. Again, with instant feedback, be clear about what you're wanting and add in your date of birth, because Nancy always looks at the vibration of your date of birth. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com and Psychic Radio, PsychicOnAir.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at NewSkyRadio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. We've been talking about all the things that are going up in the universal sky these days, and we talked a little bit about the equinox and its vibration of 444, and we just discovered another positive energy that's sort of changing that may also be part of this. And, you know, sometimes when, you know, as in the blessings part of this that we were going to focus on in this break or in this segment, you know, sometimes when things start opening up and we're getting assistance, we can, if we're, it has to do with intention. So depending on what you're focusing on, so let's, you know, shift that focus from, you know, that the heaviness into a more positive thing. But again, if you're ready to have some questions answered, we are definitely here for you. So give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right. So tell us a little bit about what you were just sort of looking at break.
Okay. So in a couple of days, exactly on September the 20th, which is, what, 2 days away, we are having Pluto stationing direct. So this was a little oversight. I completely forgot about Pluto stationing direct. And Pluto is our evolution. So in our natal chart, it speaks to our own evolution and spiritual growth, evolution, how we evolve as a soul. And as it stations, like typically as it interacts with planets, we'll feel the Pluto energy during those points of interaction. But it's not something that we'll wake up in the morning and go, oh, yes, I can feel the activation of Pluto. because it would be more like we'll be going through the period over a week to 2 weeks feeling the activation on a very slow transformative level. And, well, here's the slow transformative peak we've been coming to over the last week is Pluto is stationing direct on September 20th at 1:44 a.m. Eastern Time. It is activating a vibration of spiritual attunement. So it's almost like everybody is being attuned on some spiritual level.
Right. So we're being attuned, and it's a vibrational shift, which means we, depending on where we are and what we're focusing on and what, just, I guess, what the, you know, it, we, whether we're resisting or receiving. And so we, it, which is why we do this show, so that we can kind of get people to be more aware when we go through something like this, that it's, you know, try not to resist. Be as open as possible. I know, I think change and fear of the unknown really often makes us sort of close down and feel maybe more heavy than necessary. But it's like we can open up. And 2 days later is the equinox, which is at 4:44, which, you know, means we have a lot of assistance coming in at this time. It's just we need to be open to receiving it.
Yeah. Totally open to receiving it. The 444 vibration is angelic support.
Right.
So we are receiving. So not only are we being spiritually attuned, okay, we're receiving the angelic support, and that's where we're supposed to let go of worry and fear and just trust in the process that help is nearby.
Right.
The Pluto direct, interesting enough, 1:44 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you'd like me to pull into the seconds, so it's at 1:44:46. So there's a hidden four in there in the seconds of the day. But that again is Eastern Daylight Time.
Right.
Other time zones will reflect a different time period. Of which most will be at the 44-minute mark. Just a different hour.
Right. Right.
So,
yeah, it is interesting. I mean, I think there's a lot of, it definitely is corresponding with stuff that's going on. So if we want to look at, you know, the blessings of this, it's like there's a whole bunch of stuff happening just in like the next, starting tomorrow or starting tonight, late at night. So looking at the blessings of this new, or this full moon, the harvest moon, because we're moving into new cycles and initiating new cycles. I mean, this would be the time to sort of open ourselves up and to not not resist, but to really allow the possibilities to sort of begin unfolding for you, so you can start to sort of see and expand where you have been, to allow this new stuff to sort of unfold for you, but not to get caught up in it. And there's, was that the eclipse, I think, that is going to talk about us getting overwhelmed by having too many new possibilities? So
yeah.
Obviously possibilities right now is something we can start looking forward to. And so I think, you know, where we're feeling stuck and heavy, we generally aren't seeing possibilities. So maybe that's, all of this is kind of preparing us to shift this heaviness into looking at possibilities, instead of feeling like we have no choice, or that things are limited with what's going on.
Yeah. And if you think about that, a lot of times, like, if we look at, you know, what's going on in our lives in this moment in time and what may feel heavy, typically it's things that you don't want anyway, but you've become so accustomed to it that you think you want it.
Right.
Or that you, you know, for some reason believe that this is the way it has to be based on some habitual pattern.
Right.
And it's really about breaking the pattern, right? So that you can align more authentically to what it is that you truly desire at a heart level. So even though what's going on you may not think you want, but in some way it is aligned into what you authentically desire. So it's really about clearing away what's stopping you from that authentic alignment.
Right.
And that authentic alignment is a blessing.
Yes, it always is. It's just, again, because people are afraid of the unknown, or,
yeah,
you know, because we, it's like they've been talking about the vibration of the planet has been rising so high lately, you know, because it hasn't really occurred on this planet at, in any time in the past, you know, we don't know what that brings up. But also, of course, as the vibration rises, you know, when we have anything add more light to it, you have to, you get to see all the shadows that, that the light is asking you to let go of.
Yes.
And, these are always things that we get, confused about, or, thinking that it's a darker energy, when really it's just us bringing the light to something that we need to look at, to have more awareness and to let go of, or surrender. So that attachment that you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Letting go. Because the, yes, as they say, you know, when a door closes, another opens up.
Yes. And did you see we have an instant feedback?
I did see that. It looks like we even have two.
We have two instant feedbacks out of nowhere.
Although, Lori, looks like you're it's a little vague. I mean, you want to know about your left foot. Could you be a little bit more specific as to what it is, so that we can to assist you? So let's look at Renee. We're going to go to break shortly. We won't have a lot of time when we come back, let's see what I have, and Nancy, you can look up her vibration. So, thank you. She loves our show. Feels like she's been in a lull or stalemate regarding her career, in the time of her life where she wants to just enjoy what she does, but she seems to have lost that. So she's lost that enjoyment and can't seem to know what it is, really needs to make money. What can we suggest? All right. So this is Renee. Just going to quickly before break, because we almost have to go to break. All right. So, okay. So a lot of this, Renee, is kind of conflict within yourself of what it is that you're, it's like this lull that you're feeling is really, it's really you in conflict as to what it is that you truly want. So yes, there's this side of needing to make money, and I think a lot of people have been feeling that as an outside pressure for I want to say a couple years now, if not even more. So that unconscious energy that has been, that is kind of in the collective consciousness or the collective unconscious, has definitely been playing a part on a lot of people. But this bit about you feeling like almost stuck or slow is really because you're kind of in conflict as to what you want to do. And you want to make movement forward, but you're not able to see what that is. So I think what's happening that we've been sort of talking about in the last little while is going to start assisting you to see some new beginnings. But we're going to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arita from Universal Sky. We will be back. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Are you doing what you love? Sue Hines at AspectsGalore.com helps you get in touch with what drives and motivates you. It's time to unlock the excitement in your life. It is time to find and feed your passions. Everyone wants to matter and to make a difference somehow. What sets you apart? Get in touch with the unique gifts you bring to the world. You have potential. No more need for willpower when you get crystal clear on what you're looking for. No need to settle. You are worth your dreams. Go for the goal. Break your own glass ceiling and move from discipline to enthusiasm, from duty to delight when you do what you love. If you are ready and inspired to explore and enrich your life, contact Sue at AspectsGalore.com and touch the stars. Transform the storyline of your life with a new perspective. Check out Aspects Galore on Facebook.
You're gonna think of me and how I used to But stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and we have Nancy Arruda here from Universal Sky. You can find out more about her, obviously, at UniversalSky.com. And she will be back with us on, I think it's the 2nd. It yes. is October 2nd. Yay. And again, please try and connect with us early so that we can assist you as best we can. We don't have a lot of time left before the segment's over. But so we were talking with Renee. Nance?
Yes, Renee.
Yes.
Right. Career.
Career.
Career. Okay, so what I get with Renee in terms of feeling a little discouraged based on where her career is at, a lot of it has to do with what needs to be healed. Renee's entering into her Chiron return in the next year. So there's this energy of needing to really look at what needs to be healed within life. Some of it is pertaining to karmic situations because we currently have Chiron in the sign of Pisces. So some of it may be unconscious. Other aspects are, you know, around wounding when you were younger or within your childhood. And if we look at the career vibration, it's a similar vibration. You have Saturn in Pisces as well. So Chiron is also activating your Saturn, which, and it may feel like you're helpless in a way that you're not in control of the situation, or, you know, it feels as though it's beyond your control. And in this particular point, it is. So it's really about just letting go, having faith, and taking it day by day. You know, still hold on to what it is that you desire to create and try and work towards that vision, but really not being attached to the experience on a day-to-day level other than healing. So you're being given this wonderful opportunity to heal, you know, a lot of situations within your life through the career platform.
All right. So I hope that helped. We got some more information from Lori, who I've never heard of a Charcot foot, but Nancy has information with regards to it being the left foot. You know, you obviously you want to have your bones in the correct position. So whatever it is necessary, I've recently discovered a muscle activation person who can do that fascinatingly. So I don't know if there are any in your area, but you might want to look up muscle activation. Just to see if anything, I think that this is an opportunity for you as well to sort of, open yourself up to allowing new things to start coming into your life. That's kind of what I'm seeing. So you've sort of planted the seeds. You're now waiting for some things to happen. To me, this is a time for you to sort of be a little bit more open to those possibilities. Nancy?
Yes. And when we look at the feet, when we have issues with our feet, it's really about the path that we're walking in life. So it's our spiritual path that we have come down to walk. When it's the left foot, we're talking about your ability to receive intuitive guidance on the path that you're walking. So there is this resistance to what you should be doing versus what you want to be doing. So there's like a little misalignment transpiring, and that misalignment has been ingrained into your structure. So the bones in our body represent structure. You know, you require a lot of freedom. Your soul requires a lot of freedom. And you have this path that you desire to walk in life, and you're being asked to make a little bit of an adjustment on that path because it's restricting the freedom that you desire. So I don't know if that helps at all, but that's kind of what I'm getting there for Lori.
Right. Cool. Well, this has been kind of a full show. We've kind of talked about a lot of different concepts and a lot of things that are kind of occurring. I would just say, you know, just start being open, start receiving, letting what all the new things that are going to be coming and initiations, from the universal sky, and just sort of be open to allowing that guidance and that assistance within. Nance?
Yes. Just, big thing I think is just, you know, breathe every time you're being given a situation, that you may or may not like. Take a deep breath in, pause, ponder, discern, and then choose what direction to go into.
Recently, actually for the last little while, but recently again, there's a reset button that you kind of have in your brain, and you can connect with it through breathing, or you can connect, just ask the divine, or even put your hand at the back of your head, at the very base of your spine, and just imagine, you know, that energy pushing that reset button, just to let stuff sort of go that you've been sort of holding on to. And I found that it actually is a very interesting thing, with regards to letting the energy sort of flow back down into the earth and releasing it. But, you know, whatever you can do to sort of allow yourself an opportunity to you know, just ground yourself, get back to the now moment instead of stuck in the past or the future.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul. Nancy will be back with us on the 2nd, and you can find out more about Nancy at universalsky.com. You can find more about me at intuitivesoul.com. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.